The next season of the Netflix drama Orange is the New Black comes out on Friday. Whether or not you'll be binging on new episodes this weekend, you may at least be aware that the show has brought attention to life in women's prisons. Well, here in New Hampshire, architects are working with the Department of Corrections to design a new $38 million prison for women. And HBR's Emily Corwin reports on how, unlike most existing women's prisons, this new facility is being designed with the particular needs of women inmates in mind.
New Hampshire's state prison for men is a pretty typical prison. It's crowded, there's not a lot of natural light, and inmates can't leave their units without permission. The new women's prison will be built right behind the men's prison in Concord. There, things are going to be different.
I have the most recent sketch.
Deputy Commissioner of Corrections Bill McGonigal is overseeing the architect's work.
We're staying away from large dormitories. We went with all two-person cells so that when you go home, you have your roommate just like, you know, when you went to college. It was that same kind of environment, except the doors sometimes lock.
So why will this prison look more like college? Well, McGonigal has some statistics on his mind, like the fact that nationally, around 90% of women who end up behind bars have histories of sexual and domestic abuse. They also have higher incidence of mental health and addiction problems.
We wanted to make sure that the facility supported the effects of trauma, the significant history of mental illness and substance abuse.
Two decades ago, researchers and activists began demanding that prison staff and programs be more sensitive to these circumstances, or as they call it, more gender responsive. New Hampshire's Corrections Department is committed to that idea and has turned to Arthur Thompson. He's an architect who applies these concepts to prison design.
The offenders who are in this building are all minimum or medium custody level.
12 years ago, Thompson designed a women's prison in Windom, Maine. It's held up now as a national model for gender-responsive design, and that's where we recently met up with him. Here, a few women sit around watching TV in an open lounge area. Thompson points out upholstered couches and wood coffee tables.
The softness of the materials. Natural light is a really important aspect to making this a more normative environment.
What you don't hear is the typical prison cacophony of steel doors echoing against cinder block, sounds that can trigger stress reactions for some trauma survivors and others.
This is my first time coming to prison or jail in my life, and when I walked through the doors, I was like, this doesn't look like a prison.
Yeah, I was really shocked.
This is Kara Bouchard. She's a 27-year-old mother of two doing 9 months for theft by deception. You still lose your dignity, says Bouchard. On arrival, she was strip-searched and told to squat and cough. But now that she's settled in, she says the physical environment makes it easier to focus on her anger management, personal healing, and community college classes.
It makes you feel like at home in here. It feels like I'm at college. I don't feel like I'm in prison.
Of course, getting equal access to those kinds of educational opportunities brought about the building of the new women's prison in New Hampshire in the first place. But for inmates with longer sentences, the warm environment at Windom may actually be a less important factor. Jody Holmes is 3 years into her 6-year sentence for aggravated assault.
I've been in federal prison before I came here.
Holmes says the environments in federal prison were cold compared to Windom, but she preferred it there because each housing unit had a separate building.
People with a longer sentence feel more trapped. And in federal, it was more community and less bickering. You could have like little homes. It wasn't little homes. It was just little buildings, but it was more like a community.
Back in New Hampshire, Deputy Commissioner Bill McGonigal says fostering community is a goal of the gender-responsive approach. It's not clear yet if New Hampshire can afford multiple buildings, but he says he hopes open spaces inside the building will encourage that kind of interaction.
Women want to be more relational and their connections with other women. It's one of their strengths.
The facility in Windom was built with this idea in mind. Tables and couches are set up in open areas which all medium and minimum security women have access to. But Jody Holmes and Kara Bouchard say the open spaces do create opportunities for harassment between inmates. Making friends here is not easy.
The first year that I got here, I was ridiculed and put down and treated very badly.
I honestly get picked on all the time.
not going to lie.
Alyssa Benedict consults to prisons on gender-responsive programming. She says you can't just build the space, you have to staff it with enough well-trained officers.
You have to actually train your staff to understand female development, how they relate to each other, and how to, as a staff member, insert yourself in a skillful way to create safety.
Bill McGonigal says staffing at the new prison in Concord is still in question. The Concord Men's Prison next door is chronically understaffed, with officers required to work 2 to 3 16-hour days a week. The department has requested increased women's personnel, but that'll be subject to the next round of budget negotiations at the State House. It's just the building lawmakers have funded so far. McGonigal says his main focus here is on providing women parity with the men when it comes to space for educational programs.
Access to recreation, classrooms, both for vocational classrooms, regular education classrooms.
But Alyssa Benedict says opportunities to build relationships and access to safe, quiet environments should not be limited to female inmates. Men need those things too.
It's almost why we have to tackle the prison paradigm gender aside on some level.
Of course, any changes to the men's prison are unlikely here in New Hampshire. Construction crews break ground for the new women's prison on August 18th. The prison is slated to open October of 2016. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.